Terrorist?
What?
Fucking,
what the fuck?
There's a fucking terrorist with a bomb on his hand.
Well, to be honest, it doesn't matter where he sits,
no,
though.
It doesn't. We're doomed already, right?
Let's put it on 10. It doesn't matter, like, rest in peace.
We're literally saying that a terrorist is better than a crime, baby.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to... Undressed.
Hello.
Hello. I feel so sleepy. We are recording in the morning.
We are going to start recording more in the morning. So
yeah,
we're just going to have to keep to start bringing coffee.
Yeah. Really big coffee.
The size of our heads.
Yeah. And this morning, I feel like not this morning, but since the weekend, everything has been like off. That's a feeling I have. And I don't know if it's something in the air because our country is burning. Literally something in the air, like ashes in the air. Must not be like helping the situation. But also I saw that it was like a full moon. So I'm wondering if it's like affecting us.
Yeah. Yeah. Portugal is having so many fires right now. So the situation outside is so sad. It looks like an apocalypse. Like the sky is gray and orange and... Yeah, it's very unbreathable right now. By the time you're listening to this, the situation will be better.
I hope so. I hope so.
Hope so, yeah. I want to be positive. But right now, it's so sad. But yeah, I think there's a full moon in Pisces.
Oh, so you're the ones that are ruining.
I'm just dropping this. I don't know what it means.
I don't know either.
I don't know if it's like us, but I actually feel like it's us the ones that are more affected.
Oh no, that's bad. That's really bad. I felt like since, I think it was like Friday the 13th was already weird.
Mm-hmm.
Last Friday was like weird. And then this weekend was crazy.
Yeah.
So many things were happening. Me and my boyfriend, his card, like credit card, wouldn't work anymore. I don't know why, like it stopped working. Then we went to have a lunch with my grandpa because it was my aunt's birthday. And we left a little early so I can buy her a gift. And then as we were walking, like we stopped the car to throw some like trash away. And then the car stopped working. And I was like, what is happening? So basically he has one of those automatic keys. Like now your car also has one, no? Or do you still have to turn the key?
Yeah, I still have to turn.
So now with the like automatic cars, like the key, you only need to have the key inside the car. It doesn't matter like where. You can have it in your pocket and the car still turns on, right? So basically, it was not detecting the key. So we thought maybe it was the battery or something. We spent like so much time like taking the battery part apart and like holding the battery, trying to do stuff. And it wouldn't work. And we had our windows open because it was so hot outside. So we couldn't even like push the car and leave it there. Because then the windows would be open, you know. And it wouldn't detect the key. So we closed the window. So it was like... We couldn't do anything.
You couldn't leave it, yeah.
Yeah, we spent like half an hour trying to figure it out. My boyfriend pushed the car over so it was not like in the middle of the street. And it was a little crazy. Then after a bit, he suddenly detected the key. So we were able to bring the car to my house and leave it there. And then we took my dad's car. But I couldn't like buy anything for my aunt, so I was empty-handed for the birthday. So that was it. Then Portugal started like being on fire, and yeah, this morning I had like a huge issue on my like work-wise. So I feel like it's hitting me. I don't know if it's the moon in Pisces, but
yeah,
it's like chaos.
Yeah, I don't know either. We need to have someone here. We're working on it. We need to have someone here that understands of like
energies and stuff.
Energies and zodiacs and things.
Yeah.
So we understand more of it. But what could we do? Even if we know like it's coming.
Maybe she can help us find the source. And she can say like, guys, you're always like blaming on the moon and stuff and Mercury, but it's like you have a curse.
Basically. Oh my god, no, I hope not. I hope it's Mercury.
It would explain though.
It would explain. I mean, if she has a solution for it.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
She can purify us.
Like into a little ritual.
Yeah.
Exercise that the curse out of us, then it's fine.
That would be
yeah,
great.
We definitely need to invite. I'm a little scared though. But we need to invite something.
Yeah, we do.
Like someone. Not something. Scary.
Something, no.
We need
not
to invite something. Someone.
Maybe we already have something here.
Yeah. I'm invite something.
Wasn't invited, exactly. Go away.
Go away, Chris. But yeah.
What else do we have news? Oh, we're going to Fashion Week.
Yeah, I think we mentioned on the last episode. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to Fashion Week.
So our next episode is going to be...
Yeah, let's see if the curse will follow us.
My god. And
hopefully
yeah,
not.
I think that's it.
And yeah, that's all the updates. And today we have an episode that's going to be like something a little different.
Yeah.
You want to explain what we're doing?
I'm excited. So, do you know on TikTok how there's these rankings that you can do? For example, you just use this filter that's like best, like... types of pizzas, and you there's like the first pepperoni pizza appears, like a picture of pepperoni pizza, and you have to rank it from 1 to 10,
yeah,
without knowing what's coming next.
That's the fun part.
That's the fun part. So basically that's the episode today. We selected loads of like funny filters from like awkward things to celebrities, and we're just gonna try and like come up with a ranking that we both agree on.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
I'm very excited too. We have like a bunch of lists that we can make. We're going to start by what makes us jealous.
Okay.
Game time. This is my first time trying this filter, so I'm going to read it and we need to agree on the answer, okay?
Okay.
We're going to do this together.
Okay.
Not being invited to a friend's event. Oh, make you jealous like of other, of the people that are... Okay, so I thought it was going to be like jealous of like relationship, but it's like everything. Jealous.
That's fun. Not being invited to a friend party. You know what? I don't think jealous is the right word. I would just be like...
Sad, right?
Bitch.
Bitch, yeah, yeah. It's like...
Like, why don't you love me?
Is that even your friend?
Yeah.
To a friend's event. Like, yeah, it would be really sad. But at the same time, I think there must be, like, stuff here that will make me more jealous because I'm not that big of, like, events. Mm-hmm. So, do you think it would be, like, 6 or 7 or even lower?
Even lower.
Even lower. Like a 9, 10?
Let's go nine.
Parents showing favoritism. I never felt this. I'm an only child.
No, but I would be so sad. But again, it would be sad. It wouldn't be jealous.
Yeah. You'll be like... Yeah, maybe you'll be a little jealous of your sibling. Like, why does he have all the attention?
Should we do...
like a 7, maybe?
Okay.
It's higher. I think it's, you'll feel like more sad than friends event. So let's...
No, maybe 6.
Maybe a 6.
Yeah.
Partner checking out another person. No. That's bad.
That's bad. Like a girl passing by, right? You know what?
Oh, that would be so...
Maybe I'm checking her out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it's like...
If it's like gorgeous.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's true. That's true. And I think there's two types of looks. If it's like... If my boyfriend looks at a girl like she's so like stylish and cool is something. If he's like, look at that ass.
Yeah.
It's another thing, you know? It depends on... Like the girl here is like full of curves.
I think it's a look at that ass situation.
That is more like a jealous feeling than the parents, yeah. I feel. So maybe a 5?
Maybe 4.
4, let's go. Partner talking to an ex.
That's 1.
There might be other.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
Let's
no,
go with a tree.
Why are you talking to her?
Yeah. Tree.
Okay.
Tree. Friends succeeding. Oh, I think this is a 10.
Oh, that's a 10.
That's a 10. Like, obviously, I can see, like, if there's only one spot or you wanted two, it can be hard. But at the same time, like, you need to always, like, think. Like, be happy for your friend.
Yeah.
Comparing on social media. Yeah, some stuff can give you FOMO. Like, traveling. Like, seeing other people, like, yeah. traveling. Or, I don't know, like, buying something you want. But I would say we have 7 and 8 free. So one of those, maybe.
Yeah, maybe 8.
All right, 8 it is. Colleagues getting promotions. Oh,
no.
No, once again, like, I understand, but let's go with 7. It's the lowest we have right now.
Okay, what other spots do we have?
We have 1, 2, and 5.
Okay.
People born wealthy.
You know Nepo what?
Babies. I think it's a 5.
It's
this
a
is
5.
Not going to be our top 2.
It's a 5 because what can you do about it, you know?
Like, yeah.
Like, we were talking about Jack Bieber, the baby of Hailey and Justin. He's just like, he doesn't have to worry about shit.
True.
But it's like, what else can we do?
Okay, we only have number 1 and number 2, and I feel like we are a little doomed because comparing looks... It's gonna be
comparing
our,
looks,
yeah.
like outfit.
I think it's they're like they have like their faces on. They are looking at each other's face, so maybe it's like
comparing. I'm just thinking about the screen record. I'm gonna be like, comparing.
I think it's 2 because it's the lowest we have right now. Oh no, our number 1 is going to be people with fast metabolism. Well. Okay. This was fun.
This is fun, but I think the boyfriend talking to the ex
was the worst
would be
one.
Number 1 now.
I agree. Well, we never know what's coming next, so that's the fun part.
The next one is worst people to sit next to on an airplane.
That's so fun.
It's going to be fun. Okay. Let's go. Smelly person.
That's close to number 1 for me. If it's like a big flight, can you imagine? Like, smell is something that I can't deal with.
No. Should we do...
Maybe 2 so 2. We can leave 1 open. But like, I think that's a fair number 1.
Yes, on our coming back from Hong Kong. Like Hong Kong, Paris, like this guy was sat next to my boyfriend. It smelled so bad.
Like when they smell like sweat or...
Yeah, he like halfway through, he put on deodorant.
Okay. So he could feel it too.
Yeah, maybe he was self-conscious about it, but I don't know. It must be hard.
That's something that I really can't stand when people like... smell like sweat, and I feel like some people have it really tough, but you need to find a deodorant that works for you, because I feel like with me, just some of them I like, some don't work, so you need to find some that work for you, definitely, because it's something like a little nasty.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, someone who sleeps on you.
Okay, that's not that bad. It's not great, but like, it's better than the smell.
It's imagine better than the smell. It's like... An old man snoring.
I think that's like 4 or 5. 5.
Okay, let's go 5. Or 4. Let's go 4. Okay. Extra large passenger.
Oh, I have that. I think I mentioned here. I'm not sure. But I had that on a flight from LA to here. And it was really tough. Like, really, really, really oversized person. And that's really tough because she couldn't get the armrest on. So she was taking part of my
seat.
Yeah. And although, like, I feel everyone deserves to have, like, the same rights, I think they should have, like, 2 seats for... Or maybe, like, airlines need to do bigger seats because it doesn't work. Like, you are the one that suffers because they are taking your space. So it wasn't great.
Yeah.
I felt like very claustrophobic. It was a big flight.
I can imagine.
Not great.
So do you think it's worse than someone sleeping on you?
Yes. I'm just, I don't know about the smell. I think maybe it's a little better than the smell, so maybe 3.
Okay.
We are getting serious with this one.
We're maybe like, it's a little better than this one.
Yeah.
No shoes.
No shoes. Like, if it's with socks, it's fine.
It's
I take
like
off my
there's
shoes.
There's a barefoot here in the picture.
Okay, but... But...
You know what?
Yeah.
If it's like a long flight...
If they are not smelly feet...
And if they're not smelly feet, it's okay.
It's not in your space, right? It's
yeah.
like... So maybe 5 or 6?
Or 7.
Okay, 7.
I'm afraid
let's
there's
go 7.
Worse things coming. A Karen.
A Karen?
A Karen. Let's think like worst case scenario. Like a Karen that is annoying. Like...
Yeah, saying like
you.
Bad shit about it, everything. I don't think it can be like a fun journey. You can have like a story to tell. It's not something that will annoy me as much like smell or taking off my space. So I think I could put on like the bottom half of the list.
8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take on a Karen.
Let's put Karen on 8. Doesn't use headphones. So you're just like listening to their things very loudly. That's
oh,
a bit...
Shit.
I mean, I will probably be
Good
using
headphones.
Headphones.
Yeah, so then it's the problem is fixed.
Yeah.
Low down the list too. What
9?
Do you have empty?
Yeah. 9. Crying and screaming child.
That can be 1. Crying and screaming child. That's like, yesterday I was in the supermarket and there was like a child like that after me on the queue. And it was like 5 minutes that I was on the queue and I was suffocating already. Because I don't know, I feel like we have an instinct to respond to kids.
Yeah.
Being a woman, like we have. And I'm like, how can this mom be ignoring? The mom was on the phone and the kid was like... It's like a nightmare movie.
Yeah, no, I do get that. It's like I'm like burning on the inside.
Yeah, to
it's
do
like,
something.
Please make it stop.
I think
yeah.
that and you can hear that through your headphones, so the headphones wouldn't help.
Yeah.
So I think that can be
so
which,
it's worse than smelly person.
What do we have left on the top half?
Just 1 in 5. It's gonna be
what can
one.
Be worse than a cry like Yeah, nothing can be worse than that.
No.
I think that's our 1 spot.
Yeah, let's go.
And it can be smelly too.
Yeah, and even with a smelly person, maybe you can put on a mask. Oh, wait, there's a crying baby next.
What?
So the other one...
no. What?
The other one was like a child screaming. And now it's like literally a crying baby.
Oh my fucking God.
Oh no.
That was so unfair.
We fucked up.
Let's do 5. We don't have any other chance.
But if we could, the crying baby would be 1. And the screaming child, 5 then.
I don't know. If the kid is like old enough to just like kick the seat.
He's like around on the plane. He's like
yeah,
outside of his seat.
See? So if he can like run around, ask you to like pass over you a bunch of times and kick the seat in front... And stuff like that, then I would prefer the crying baby. So maybe it is right.
Okay, crying baby is 5. We only have 6 and 10. Terrorist.
What?
There's a fucking terrorist with a bomb on his hand.
Well, to be honest, it doesn't matter where he sits.
No,
though.
It doesn't. We're doomed already, right?
Let's put it on 10. It doesn't matter, like rest in peace.
We're literally saying that a terrorist is better than
yeah,
a crying baby.
It is. And we can try to talk him
out of it. Like, why are you doing this, bro?
Bro.
You don't have to do this,
friends.
Bro. Don't ruin your life.
Maybe it's an opportunity.
Okay. Last one. Uses bathroom 5 times. Oh, I don't mind.
Yeah.
That's going to be 6. Yay,
we
finished.
Moral of the story,
terrorist over screaming child.
Okay, next we have the worst, ranking the worst messages you can receive from a guy.
From a guy?
Yeah, like the most cringe, you know? All right. First we have, that's dope. Oh, I like this.
That's cool.
Actually, that's dope.
Worst, then that would be...
A 10.
A 10.
No? Yeah, that's dope. I think I like this message. That's dope is like, yeah. Oh, so now we have W-I-A. Where are you at? This is where you at, right? W-I-A, I feel it's where are you at?
But I, it's an I.
No, W-Y.
Oh, W-Y-A, yeah. Where are you at?
Where are you at? So, yeah, it can be like controlling, but at the same time, it can be just genuinely wanting to know where you're at.
Yeah, but yeah, if it's like a guy that you're like, okay, let's imagine we're single in this game. If it's like, if he's trying to like hook up with you and it's just like sending three letters.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a red flag. And you're right.
But if you're like, if you've been together a few times and you like, if you talk through text messages like regularly, and if he's just like, where are you at?
Yeah. I think it would make my heart, like, skip a bit. I think I would like it. Like, you're, like, flirting with this guy and then you receive just this three letter, like, where are you at? Where are you at? I think it can be fun. Like, he wants to know where you at.
Yeah. Okay. Right. He definitely wants to know where I'm at.
Big brain. Maybe an 8 or... Or a 7.
Maybe a 7. Because there's lack of effort.
Okay. Trying to link.
Oh. That's like...
No linking
that's
here.
That's like... should we just say like 4? Because I bet that there's going to be worse
things. But this is bad. Picks?
That's like... Three or a 2.
Okay. Let's go with 3. No invite. Oh, I hate this kind of flirting. I hate this. No invite, like...
It's like... yeah. It's like for me. It's like victim vibes, right?
Yeah. I hate this. We have 1 or 2, but I'm afraid because this is getting bad. So should we this on 5?
Let me think a little bit. No invite. Wait. If he was like the guy you were into... And okay, if you put like a story at a club and it's like no invite.
Okay.
That would be cute.
Okay. Let's go with 5 or 6. I don't think it's an 8 or 9. Because I think this is worse than where you at.
Yeah, let's go with 6 maybe.
So. Oh, this is so cute. Did you eat today? I would like this. Like, you're learning how to flirt with us. I would be like, souls. I mean, we said, I'm like, no.
It was like. No, I really want pancakes.
I would be like full stomach saying no. So yeah, this is a 9. This is so sweet.
Yeah, no, right? It's kind of cute. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a 9. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. That's not bad.
No, it's an 8, right?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, pineapple.
That would be a 10. Looking
very good, very nice.
I would love that.
I would love that.
I would absolutely love that. Good morning, pineapple.
But then each day, it needed to be like more creative. Like, good morning, strawberry.
I love that. Yeah. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Oh, good morning is good.
Good morning is okay. Yeah. Like, that's
a 5.
What? There's nothing to work with.
Yeah, you can put an emoji or something like, good morning, angel. I don't know, whatever.
Good morning, princess of my world.
Pineapple. Pineapple would like pineapple be better. But let's go with 5.
Yeah.
How was your day? This is obviously good questions and we have like 1 and 2.
Oh,
left.
No. We fucked up on this one.
We fucked up big time. Let's
need to be more impulsive then.
Yeah. Okay. WYD, what you doing? It's 1.
Oh,
this is so bad. So the trying to link for me is probably 1 based on all this. But yeah.
And the pics.
And the pics.
I have pics on my Instagram. You can go check.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
I'm not going to send you pics.
Okay, now we have ranking annoying things. Snore. Snore is very annoying to me. I can't sleep with snoring.
Snore is very annoying. No, I can't. I feel like it's like the same as the kid crying eventually. It's like, make it stop.
Yeah, that's very... I don't even know, because sometimes headphones don't work either with snoring because it's so loud. You think that's the number one? Should
maybe,
we go with two?
Let's go with two, yeah.
Delay in transport.
I mean, it happens. Like, if you have something, if you have an event or something, it's really annoying. Or, like, a delayed plane. But I don't think it's top five.
Delay in transport. I don't think it's... Yeah, it's something you can deal. Maybe 9 or 8.
Yeah.
9.
Yeah.
Stepping on poop. This is very annoying. This can ruin your day.
That can ruin your... Yeah. Should we go with 3 or 4?
Yeah. Should we go with... Yeah, let's go with 3. What do you think we should... Yeah, let's go with 3.
Okay.
Holes in the road. It's annoying, but you can... It's okay. Sometimes you can escape them.
Yeah. I think it's low second bottom. Like...
Yeah.
7?
7. Or an 8.
Or an 8, yeah.
A person moving ahead in the line. This is so annoying.
That's very annoying. That's like, are you, like, can you be a decent human being?
Do you think you're smarter? Yeah. Like, why do you think everyone is sitting here on this queue? Do you think, like, you're
entitled? Deserved?
Yeah, entitled.
Yeah.
Even on traffic, I'm like, how do you think you're going to outsmart the whole world? Like, do you think you have, like, a spark within you?
Yeah.
You were born different? Maybe it's 4 or 5.
Maybe 4. It's very annoying.
Find the end of a tape. Like trying to pluck the start of the...
I've never had to deal with that.
No?
No.
Of a tape? Like when you want to use... tape to glue something and you can find
the tape. I thought it was like, you know, like in the...
Oh, the old tapes.
The old tapes.
Were like
cats. Yeah. Okay, find it. That can be annoying. But how many spots do we have?
Yeah, we have 1. Then we have 5, 6, 7. And we have 10. I think that can be a 10. Like sometimes, like it's annoying, but
sometimes you need to slow down.
Yeah,
sometimes
exactly.
You need to sit down and you need to find the end of the
tape. It's a meditation.
Yeah. And sometimes it's only hard because of the nails as well.
Yeah, sometimes. Taking ages to respond. This person has a phone in the hand, so I'm guessing it's like either phone calls or text.
I think that can be annoying. I think it depends on the situation. Like if you really need to like...
To get an answer quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can be like end of the world.
But I think it's a 7. Broken garbage bag. And the picture has like the bag dripping the juice. You know?
Yeah. Ew.
Garbage juice is disgusting.
And then the floor gets sticky. Okay, what's
very
we have?
Annoying? We have... This is not a number one. So we have 5 or 6.
Let's go with 6. Because it's a garbage bag. It's not his fault.
Traffic cues. Traffic cues are annoying. Very annoying. But I would say it's a 5.
Yeah. Oh, we are doomed. We don't learn from our mistakes.
Number one is slow internet. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
It's very annoying. Slow internet is very annoying.
List is complete. Okay, next one is ranking awkward things. Awkward silence during a conversation.
I think that's not like it's awkward, but at the same time,
it's normal.
It's part of the process, yeah.
So
number one would be the most awkward, right?
Yes.
So I think we go with like a 9.
A 9?
No.
A 9.
Yeah, it's awkward, but...
But it happens with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 9. Let's go with 9. Calling someone by the wrong name, that's very awkward for me.
And I did that here. With our therapist. Oh my God, I was gonna die.
For me, that's like...
That's very awkward. That is like similar to when you say like, nice to meet you, and you already met.
That's very bad.
It happens to me too, but because I'm really bad with faces. Sometimes yeah. I do that.
I think it's only awkward because I'm like, oh my God, now they think that I don't care.
Exactly, like you don't
remember
them at all, neither the name. But I think the name is not that bad as like that. Because the name, you can like remember the person, but just like switch the name. So I would say maybe like a 4 or a 5.
I was going to say 4. Walking into the wrong bathroom. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Maybe you'll see a little penis.
Do you remember it? It wasn't in Paris, no. That it was like a mix. Like in Paris, there's a lot of bathrooms that are mixed. So I think it was with you, was it not? That I entered thinking it was like, because it was the only bathroom. So I asked the waiter and he said like, oh, it's there. So I went and there was a guy like in a urinal peeing and I was like, okay. And I had to sit there because there was a urinal. It's a urinal in English. Yeah. And then there was like a closed toilet. So I had to wait for the closed one. I was like, I'm not going to wait here while he's peeing. It was so weird. So I stepped back and I had to wait outside. But it was very, very weird.
Yeah, it's very weird, isn't it? Like, it's just like there for you to see. But I don't think this is walking into the wrong bathroom. I think...
Yeah. It's just, you're never going to see those people again. So
I think it's even more chill than awkward silence.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So that
it's a 10?
Yeah.
Walking into a glass door.
That is close to number one. Like, you're going to put on a show for everyone.
Like, boom.
That's really like, bad.
And they're like, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
And my nose is bleeding.
Oh my God,
now.
That's so close to number one. I don't know what to say.
Should we do 3?
Yeah, maybe that's
Let's go with 3.
I think like falling in front of people.
Accidentally compromising a message. Accidentally sending a compromising message. Like, and here, sending a nude pic to your grandma.
I would die.
That's 2.
Or I think 1. That can be 1. We are always scared of number
let's,
one, right?
Let's go with 1 because this is so bad, isn't
this
it?
This is really bad. Especially when you're like talking about something or about a person and then you send to that person.
Oh my God, I die.
Yeah. Imagine.
That's literally one of my worst fears.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Mistaking a wave meant for someone else. That's not too bad. Like, huh? No.
Yeah, you can
8?
Yeah.
You can be like, just
pretend.
Smooth. And here, the next one is repeated misunderstandings. And there's 2 people like...
Okay, when you are talking about 2 different things, like the tape. But imagine like you wouldn't figure out and we were here like...
Okay.
I think like if you're friends with the person or if you're close, it's not going to be awkward. Only... If you don't understand and it's like the first time you're meeting someone and you don't understand each other, even language barriers can be a little awkward. But it's down on the list, I think.
So 7. Okay, we have 2, 5, and 6 left. Farting in public.
Farting in public?
Yeah.
That's very awkward. What we have? Do we have 2?
2, 5, and 6.
That can be a 2, no?
That can be a 2.
Like, I would die.
Yeah, can be a 2.
How would I?
And
I remember once in school, have we talked about it here? There was a guy in my... This was like elementary school. It was a little boy in my classroom. And when we were doing like sports...
A little...
You were doing abs. And he farted and he like... it started being his nickname. Like, everyone remembered that
people forever. Are so,
so it can be, like, really damaging to your image.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a two. Producer is left.
People are so mean. Unwanted gift.
That's unwanted gift?
What's it's that? Like a guy is giving a carrot to another guy, and the guy receiving the carrot is like, thanks.
Oh, when you don't like the gift. It's not like you don't want the gift. It's just like you don't like it.
I think it's that awkward. Like, I can pull it off.
Yeah, I can pretend to, and then I
return.
And then, you know what's more awkward? Is then you meet that person again after like a year or something. They're like, so are you, did you still have the card again I gave you? And you're like, yes.
Yes, I used it a lot. I just didn't bring it today.
That can be like more awkward for me to lie after when they ask. I hate when people ask.
I don't think they should ask.
Gift. Same.
It's like, read the room.
Yeah, exactly. So green.
Okay, this is six. So we only have one left. That is number five. And it's telling a joke that falls flat.
Oh, then no one laughs. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sad.
That's sad. It's going to be number five.
That's why I try not to tell jokes. Because I know I'm not like the best at it. So, yeah.
Oh, I would always laugh at you.
Oh, my God. Okay, now we are ranking smells. And I don't know if we are ranking, like, the best or the worst.
Let's do number one is the best.
Number one is the best. So, first we have the sea. The sea is a really nice smell.
The sea is very good.
It's very healthy, right? If you like...
I think I would do one.
You would? But at the same time, like, it's not a smell that I want to have on me or in my house, you know? It's not, like, dreamy smell. It's just, like, I'm by the sea. But if it's... It can be, sometimes it can be a lot. It can smell like fish.
It can be a lot, yeah.
Maybe a two or three.
Okay, let's go with three.
Three. Freshly washed sheets. I love this one. Like,
yeah.
So cozy. Maybe a four or five.
Yeah, let's go with four.
Fresh paint. I love
fresh paint, that's nice.
Oh my God, I love so much.
That's nice.
And glue. But I know, I know it can get you high, yeah. But it smells so, so nice.
I don't know if it's a two, is it?
Fresh paint?
If they have like things like vanilla and
pancakes.
Yeah,
they're going to have that. They're going to have that. Let's go with five.
Let's go with five.
Oh my God, they have only nice things. Hot breath.
That's so good. If they have coffee.
Oh my God. Wait, now I feel bad that I put hot paint on five. Hot paint, fresh paint. Hot bread.
Paint.
Hot bread is like whenever
you
pass.
Wait, what do we have left?
A bakery. We have all the way down from six. Still open. And then we have one and two. Oh, hot bread is so nice. Hot bread is better.
It's not lower than paint. We need to put on number two.
Oh my God, let's go number two. Coffee. Coffee's number one.
Coffee's number one.
Like, I want to smell like coffee.
Yes. I want to be one with coffee.
Maybe it's because it's the morning and we definitely need
yes,
it.
Yes, I would love it.
Lavender.
I don't love lavender.
Me? Okay, good. We're the same team.
I'm not a lavender girl.
It's going to go number 10
everyone's
because...
Everyone's like, smells so nice. I don't think so. It gives me migraines.
Same. Chocolate.
Chocolate is very good.
Chocolate's very nice.
Chocolate is better than paint.
Okay, let's go below paint because it's what is our situation now. Coconut, I love all
coconut
things.
Is so good. Like coconut cream.
Everything in body, body and like cream is good.
It's like, do you want to smell
and balms?
Wow.
It's very sweet. Like if someone smells like coconut, it's like
Like
a
Let's go with 7 is what we have. Yeah. Cinnamon.
Oh, cinnamon is nice.
Cinnamon is so Christmas.
Cinnamon is so Christmas.
We all have 8 and 9.
And fall vibes and we're fall girls.
This is like so bad. I would do this so differently.
I know. If we I fucked knew. Up.
I only agree with 1. Okay, cinnamon is 8.
We only have 9 and 10 now.
Now we only have 9 and it's fire. Okay.
Okay.
Fire is
fire
not bad.
Fire could be 10.
Our country is literally burning. So yeah. We don't want to smell that right
we
now.
We don't want to smell that, yeah.
Okay. It is what it is. It
not
could
our
be
best
better.
Work. But at least we got 1 right.
Okay, for the last one, we are going to be rating types of husband. Like husbands?
Like husbands?
Husbands. Okay. Equal partner husband. That's a good husband. So dividing all the tasks.
That's 1.
You think that's 1?
No.
Good husbands? Yeah, that can be.
I think that's like, that's how it should all
how it should
of them
be.
Should be.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, let's yeah. do. Let's not be afraid of 1. The homebody husband. So someone that stays laying down, watching TV, does
the
nothing.
Time.
Homebody husband. It doesn't scare me the fact that he's not like out of the house. It's just mm-hmm. that he's lazy. So I don't know if it's 10 yet. Maybe it's like 7?
Yeah.
The romantic husband.
Cute.
It's cute. 2 or 3. I don't need that many like romantic actions, to be honest. But yeah, let's go with 3 or 4 or 3. The provider husband.
That's a do. I'm kidding. I'm the own provider.
And he's wearing like a suit and has the money on the hand, literally. And the wife is like with a kid. So I'm guessing like,
oh, no,
you know?
We don't want that. No, oh, yeah. I think it's giving, like, at-home wife.
Yeah.
And he's, oh, he's the provider. No, that for me is 10. No, maybe there's worse.
Maybe 8. Let's maybe go with 8. The devoted husband. That's good.
Yeah. But, like, I don't want you to be, like, all over me.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to have your own things in life.
Let's go with 5. Like mead.
Yeah.
The bachelor husband. He has a little drink on his hand. So this is like someone that loves to party. It's good that he's fun though.
Yeah.
But it can be a little worrisome. So maybe 6. I don't know if it's... If we have like 2, 4, 6. And then I have 9 and 10. I don't think it's 9 and 10. Not
yeah,
that
6
bad.
Is good. 6 is
6
good.
6 is good. The handy husband. That's good.
That's good.
I would say 2 or 4. What do you want to do?
Let's go with 2.
2. The comedian husband.
Aww.
I like that.
That would be my 2.
Okay. Let's go with 4.
Let's go with 4.
It keeps it interesting. The workaholic husband.
Oh no, that's 10.
We are already workaholic
yeah,
enough. We don't need
imagine.
That stress in our lives.
Like, I want you to have time for me.
And then 9, we have the adventurous husband. This is a cute husband.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are not very outdoorsy, so.
Yeah. I don't want to go camping. And
That was good. That was good. I like this one.
Yeah, that was fun. This is fun. This is a fun episode. Chill vibes.
You guys should do this on TikTok. It's so fun. And they have, like, so much... Like, we could do this for hours.
We could do this for hours.
We have so many filters like this. So, definitely, yeah, we can do even, like, a second episode of this if you guys want.
Should we have the Portuguese word of the day on this episode?
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's address that. Do you know when it's, like, new beginnings, new year, and you make all these promises that are, like, made for failure? That's what we did. So September, like brand new after our little break, we were like, we're going to do word of the week in Portuguese, teach you Portuguese. And we did like 1.
We taught you how to say fall. Do you remember that?
Do you remember that?
yeah, go back. But yeah, we decided that we're not going to have Portuguese word of the week anymore. We're just going to be having Portuguese words randomly.
Whenever we remember.
Whenever we remember. Yeah.
It's more realistic for
That's
us.
More realistic. And yeah, what word should we do today?
Maybe we should teach them how to say sorry since we fucked up.
That's nice. Okay, so I'm sorry is
desculpa.
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 Desculpa. It's a little harder to say than sorry. A little longer.
Yeah.
But
and it's funny because I am sorry. It's like you are saying that you are sorry.
Yeah.
But like desculpa, it's just like a verb.
Yeah.
And it's not like, it's not connected to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so different.
It is a little different. But you can say desculpa if you want to apologize for a behavior you had. But you can also say as like, excuse me. So if you want to, this can be quite helpful if you're coming to Portugal and you want to like ask something or to someone on the street, like ask for someone to take a picture of you or something. You can say, like touch them and say, desculpa. And then you ask like, can you take a picture of me? So yeah. It's quite useful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
See you next Monday,
See
actually.
See you next Monday. We can't wait. And we love you. Bye.
Bye.